now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's episode is entitled The Rivalry Between Yuki and Big John, Part 2. Yuki Butcher had set out to take my girlfriend away from me. Yes, he was bound and determined that he was going to become the boyfriend of the charming and beautiful Miss Rosalie McClanahan, who works at the radio station. But of course, I've got the inside edge. Or I thought I did. One hot summer day, Sparky, Mayor Plumfront, and I went out to the swimming pool out in Cheviot to have a little dip and cool off. And while we were there, who do you think we saw coming in? Well, that's what today's episode is all about.
Hey, John, did you say Miss McClanahan told you about having dates during the week?
Well, she just said she never has dates during the week unless it's for some very special occasion.
And why did she say she never goes out during the week?
Well, because of her job down at the radio station. She says it keeps her so busy that she just doesn't have time for dates during the week. Now, why in the world are you asking all those questions?
Well, you were saying that for those reasons, you don't think Yuki would ever be able to get a date with her. Didn't you say that?
Yes, it's exactly what I said, and that's exactly what I think. In fact, I don't think Yuki has a ghost of a chance to get a date with her.
What are you laughing at there, lad? Little she in on the joke.
Well, look over there at the gate where people come into the pool. Who is that in the bright red bathing suit?
Where? Oh, say, that's Rosalie. Well, she must have taken time off from work early today and come out to the pool for a cooling swim, I guess.
Well, you think so, Big John?
Well, isn't it fairly obvious? I mean, there she is, Sparky.
Yeah, but look who's standing right behind her, coming in with her.
I don't see him. Hey, wait a minute. Is that Yuki?
That's Yuki, all right.
Yeah, it sure is. And he has obviously got a date with your Miss McClanahan there, Buster. No.
Well, what do you think of that?
Looks like Yuki got a date with her sooner than you thought. Hey, why are you sitting there with your mouth hanging open like that, Big John? I think I'm going to say hi to Yuki.
Hey, Sparky, now you just come back here. Now, you don't move off this spot until I tell you you can.
Oh, Big John. You can't do anything. Oh, Yuki's going over to the high diving board.
I see him, Sparky. I see him. For goodness sakes, you don't have to point out such an obvious thing.
Seems that Yuki is showing out for Miss McClanahan's benefit, Buster. That is fairly obvious, too, Mayor.
Hey, did you see that guy? Hey, he made three somersaults in midair before he hit the water.
I can see.
Hey, did you see that guy? Hey, he made three somersaults in midair before he hit the water.
I can see him. I can see him. You don't have to tell me what he's doing.
Everybody else in the pool is just standing around watching Yuki, too. Yeah.
And Miss McClanahan is sitting on the edge of the pool watching every move Yuki makes. You see how she clapped her hands when Yuki made that last dive?
Looks like she's kind of impressed with Yuki's skill on the diving board.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, no.
If you ask me, she's amazed that any one person would want to make such a big fool of themselves in front of so many people.
Oh, Big John, who's making a fool of himself?
Well, Yuki, of course. Who else? And who else but a fool like Yuki would do such a thing? Look at him, taking over that diving board all for himself. He isn't letting anyone else use it. Not even share.
Well, now, Buster, seems to me that nobody else wants to use the diving board. Everybody around the place here seems to be enjoying watching old Yuke doing some of those fancy dives of his.
No. Perhaps.
Hey, Big John, you sound to me like you're jealous.
Jealous? Now, you just wait a minute, young man. I am not jealous.
Well, then why don't you admit that Yuki's making some pretty fancy dives?
Oh, I admit it. I'll admit it.
Go ahead. Let's hear you.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Sparky, Yuki is making some pretty fancy dives. Now, are you satisfied? In fact, real fancy. Yeah, real fancy. Now, are you satisfied?
Now, lad, you wouldn't want to accuse Big John of being jealous of his very best friend, Yuki Butcher, now, would you?
Hey, Yuki's not Big John's friend. Larry Morey's mayor. Don't you remember when Yuki told Big John that he was the scoundrel who was out to steal Big John's girlfriend away from him? He told Big John their friendship was at an end.
Oh, now, Sparky, Yuki was just acting dramatic. You know how he just loves to act that way.
Say, Buster, seeing as how Yuki served notice on you that he was out to take your girlfriend away from you, and seeing as how he as much as told you that all's fair in love and war, why don't you just up and give Yuki a little competition right now?
Hey, why'd you do that, Big John?
Yeah, what do you suggest I do, Mayor?
Well, I'll just go over there to the high diving board where Yuki is and show Miss McClanahan that you can dive just as good as Yuki can.
Oh, Mayor, now that's childish. Besides, you know I can't dive as good as Yuki.
Well, then do something else to attract her attention.
Mayor, I do not have to do things to attract Miss McClanahan's attention. My charm and personality are enough
well,
for that. All right now, Sparky, that's enough of that.
Why don't you just go and start talking to Miss McClanahan?
Yeah, I just might do that little thing. In fact, I think I will. Look, I'll see you later, fellas. And remember, it's just like Yuki says, all is fair in love and war.
Now, lad, there he goes. Looks like that leaves us alone.
Yeah. I wonder what Yuki will do when he suddenly looks down from the diving board and sees Big John talking to a girl.
Yeah, he'll probably be so surprised he'll just fall right off the diving board.
He's Big John sitting on the edge of the pool right next to Miss McClanahan. Boy, Yuki sees that.
Say, lad, how come all of a sudden you don't seem to mind Big John paying attention to Miss McClanahan?
Well, baby, I want Yuki to see Big John and Miss McClanahan together.
You
see, then Yuki might get jealous and try all the harder to win her away from Big John.
And
Yuki can do it, too, I'll bet you.
Well, you think so, do you? Well, take a look at Big John and Miss McClanahan right now, just for a minute.
Walking away, where are they going?
Looks to me like they're heading for the refreshment stand, lad.
I think Big John's going to buy her an ice cream cone or something. Well, I sure would like to have one.
I get the hint. Come on, we'll go over to the refreshment stand. I'll buy both of us an ice cream cone. What do you think of that?
Okay. You know, Yuki doesn't even seem to notice that Miss McClanahan has gone away.
He's too busy showing off his diving technique.
I thought he'd see Big John walking away with Miss McClanahan, but he didn't even notice. I wonder what he'll think when he finally notices she's gone.
Don't know. Well, here we are. What kind of ice cream do you want there?
I guess a hot chocolate. Hey, look, Mayor. Big John and Miss McClanahan are sitting down there at the other end of the counter. They ordered those ice cream sodas that the lady behind the counter is making.
I guess so. One chocolate ice cream cone there, lady, and one vanilla, please.
Oh, those two sodas are for those two girls sitting over on the other side there. See, the lady's taking them over to her.
Looks like Buster and Miss McClanahan ordered soft drinks. See that there fella behind the counter's taking two bottles out of the icebox.
Here come the ice cream cones, Mayor.
Yes, and if you'll turn around and look back at the pool, you'll also see something else. Namely, Yuki Butcher is coming this way. Take your ice cream cone from the lady there, lad.
Yeah, thanks, Mayor. Thank you, lady. Yuki's coming this way, only he's heading right for Big John and Miss McClanahan. Must have finally noticed that she walked away and left him on the diving board.
From the red color of his face and from that there gleam in his eyes, I'd say he's a little mad, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, he looks that way.
Uh-oh. He's standing right behind Big John and Miss McClanahan with his arms folded across his chest. Let's listen, lad.
So this is what goes on behind my back on the diving board. Looks like the fella can't even bring his charming and beautiful young lady friend to a swimming pool no more without some uncouth and ungentlemanly scoundrel coming along and trying to take her away.
Oh, Yuki. Hi, Yuke. Come on, sit down and have something to drink.
Don't give me none of your fancy talk, Big John. You are an ungentlemanly scoundrel. Never thought you'd stoop so low as to try to steal a young lady away from a young lad whilst he was out on a date with her.
Yuki, I'm not trying to steal Miss McClanahan away from you. She was sitting on the edge of the pool, and I came along. She said she'd like to have a nice cold drink, and so I just brought her over here.
Now, don't give me any of your fancy talk there, fancy Big John.
Aw, Yuki, listen.
Silence, sir, you scoundrel. Miss McClanahan, I place the issue squarely in your lap. You come to this here swimming pool on a date with me. This uncouth, ungentlemanly scoundrel here seems to think that you should spend your time with him.
Hey, look, Yuki, I only bought a cold drink.
Quiet. Make your choice right here and now, Miss McClanahan. Me or Big John? Big John or me? Which one of us is it that you prefer? Make your choice. I have spoken.
Oh, Yuki's very angry. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Gee, Mayor, I wonder when Miss McClanahan will make up her mind which one she wants to be with. Look, she just sits there smiling up to Yuki and then at Big John. And she's talking to Yuki.
Probably trying to talk some sense into that cast-iron head of Yuki's.
Look how Yuki just stands there with his arms folded across his chest, tapping his foot on the ground. Just stands there, staring up into the air. He doesn't even move. Look, Big John's offering Yuki part of a soft drink, and Yuki won't even look at him. Uh-oh, he's going to say something.
Miss McClanahan, make your choice, please. Me or Big John, this ungentlemanly scoundrel.
Wow, Yuki means business. Wonder what's going to happen. She'll soon see.